Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
I'm not sure how many I have left. I need to get this voice ready. W-F-A-N. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:07. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. We made it. We made it. The weekend is 5 hours away. Well, at least for me. I don't know when it starts for you, but we have made it to Friday. We've made it to Football Friday. 888-808-1019. We got Alex on the other side. We say goodbye to Connor Green. And we're going to get to the Mets in just a second, but it is a Football Friday, and we just watched. Like, if you watched Thursday Night Football and watched the Tampa Bay Bucks completely just vomit all over themselves, up 28-14 in the fourth quarter to a dead Atlanta Falcons team. They give up 15 consecutive points, including stopping 2 two-point conversions, so they have to give up the field goal at the end. They allow a third and 28 conversion. And they lose. Now they have lost a Bucks team that seemed to be running away with the division. And we'll get more into this as we get through the show, because the NFL season is insane. And where we are with these divisions and with these teams and the outlooks of the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year. And where they're headed. I know Kansas City's in a much dire place where the Eagles are still leading that division, but look how they've played lately. Just look at this. Look at the landscape of the NFL. It's incredibly crazy. But you look at this Bucks team that started the season 6-2 and were a lock in a lousy division. And now the Panthers are a half a game up with a winnable game for them coming up. A game that they're favored in against the Saints. And after starting 6-2, they are now 1-5 in their last six, the Bucs, including losing the last two games against the Saints and Falcons at home. Todd Bowles might be, I mean, this is that you can't do what he's doing right now. You can't lose that division. And they are falling apart. And now next week, whatever happens with the Panthers and the Saints, next week in Carolina is a huge game. But, I mean, they got Godwin coming back. They got Evans coming back. They're up big in this game. They're up two scores in the fourth quarter. And they lose this game to the dead Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins and have the much maligned, much under, you know, much overrated, overhyped, never matched his great potential coming out of Florida, Kyle Pitts, to have the game of his life on the first week of fantasy playoffs? How many of you out there sat Kyle Pitts as tight end and watched him score 47 on your bench? I mean, he's good enough where he's probably your starting tight end, but there are definitely people out there who benched with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, watched Kyle Pitts score 48 points or whatever it was on your bench. But that is a wild game. And the NFL, and we'll do it a lot this morning, the NFL is crazy. And there are some big games this week. We're going to have some fun. We'll do picks. All the trimmings, as the great Mike Francesa used to say, and still might very well say on his podcast, on a Football Friday, so we'll get to it. But we still need to talk about the New York Mets. We still need to talk about the New York Mets. We'll get to the Yankees as well and their inability to get anything done in the winter meetings and really what their plan is. But, you know, a lot of Met fans seem to be upset with me. I'm surprised. Some agree with me. Some are upset with me. I don't know where you can get any positivity from the Mets right now. And as we talk about the Yankee plan, it seems to be a real discussion about the Met plan. And you got to trust these guys. And you got to let it play out. And look, yes, we all understand that it's December 11th or now the 12th. Happy anniversary, honey. I understand that. As it's actually 12:12 on the clock as well. A little weird. But yes, you have to see this whole thing play out. And we'll have to see what it looks like at the end. No doubt. Of course. Of course. But what you are hearing and what you are seeing and what they have done to this team already, I'm sorry. I don't think you can blame any talking head, any pundit, any sports talk radio host, any fan for being extremely confused and extremely frustrated with what is going on with the Mets. And I don't want to hear you got to let it play out. And he's shaping the team in his own image. And he's doing what he believes is right. And that's why he was brought here. And the team hasn't won in the last handful of years. And they won 83 games last year. And all of that may be true. All of that may be true. But what you're hearing still, that they're not interested in signing pitchers to long-term deals, none of these, the free agency market for starting pitching, which we knew kind of going in, that's the thing. That they're not interested in that, or they won't go above and beyond to go get Bellinger. That's still the thought, that Bellinger's asking for $7 million, and we don't know if the Mets are going to go there. Unlikely that they do. Unlikely the Yankees do either, so we'll see what the market is. And maybe if he falls back to them, they'll go get a Bellinger. You know what, though? Bellinger doesn't solve the issues of this team. As you just saw Suarez, the next best closer on the market, go to the Atlanta Braves for 3 years. Like, why wasn't there urgency to improve this bullpen more than Devin Williams? You're looking at Rodgers? He goes to Atlanta. And even if you bring in Cody Bellinger, sure, he's good defensively on the outfield. Sure, he might help you at first base as well. But he's not Pete Alonso. I'm sorry. And I know 5 years made you uncomfortable for Pete, but the next couple of years, I promise you, Cody Bellinger is not going to give you the offensive production that Pete Alonso is going to give Baltimore. And we'll get into why I think holding back on Pete or being nervous to give Pete 5 years is kind of silly. I still think that. I'm less annoyed at that than I am Diaz, but I still think it's silly. But what is the plan? You can't just sit back. I'm sorry, no matter how smart you think he is, no matter how much you've fallen in love with the owner when he came and took over for the Wilpons, or how smart you think David Stearns is, you can't just sit back and say, well, I believe in the process. I believe in the plan. There's no indication that there is any sort of going out and dramatically improving this team in any way. Now, if it happens, it happens. Great. But they're not willing to go above and beyond for anybody, right? They're not going to give more years than they want, not going to give more money than they want. Like, we'll see. You think they're going to go out and give Kyle Tucker, who hasn't really played left field, you're going to swap him and Soto? Defensively, he helps you a little bit, but he doesn't help you all that much. Right? You're still breaking even pretty much between him and Pete Alonso offensively. And what indication is there that the Mets would go out and give that contract right now? Because that's an uncomfortable contract for a lot of money and a lot of years. And even if they do that, have they dramatically improved themselves? Now that they've lost their closer? Now that they've lost their slugger? Bringing in one bat? One outfield bat? That's going to improve this team? I don't see it. I don't know how this team gets better. That's why you have Evan and multiple people talking about trading away Lindor. Because it feels like this is the offseason of break this thing apart. And I'm sorry, as a Met fan, I don't know where the enthusiasm is on when every move has to fall back to the concept of, well, it's a step back to take a step forward. How many step backs before the step forward happens? So I'm frustrated. And let me tell you this as well. Because the other kind of big thing that is out there now and has been out there really the whole offseason and since the season ended, and since everyone recognized that Skubal is going to be a free agent next year and the Tigers are either likely or at least significantly open to trading him. Why in the world the last thing the Mets should do is trade for Skubal? It makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to trade for Skubal now. More than ever. I wasn't ever really a huge component for it. I was never a big bring in Skubal guy, because why would you trade all the assets when you could just sign him in free agency next year? That's a lot. It's going to take a haul. But now that you have broken apart this team, now that you don't have Alonso, you've just taken the bat out of, everyone keeps making the joke, you've just taken the bat out of Juan Soto's hands because there's nobody behind him. You don't show interest in really improving this rotation necessarily in free agency. You're going to have to go make trades to go do that, right? How can you do that and trade for Skubal? Are the Mets right now, as presently constituted, the greatest starting pitcher in the history of baseball, let alone just like, if he is the greatest pitcher, if you were to go trade for Sandy Koufax, are you Sandy Koufax, let alone Skubal, away from competing in this division, competing with the Dodgers in a significant way? You're not a Skubal away. Why would you pay the price and all the prospects to bring Skubal in here to not be good enough to win anyway? Because that's what you are right now. If they go sign Tucker and if they just go crazy out of nowhere and all of a sudden this owner goes and spends money and they do a bunch of different moves and they bring in Bellinger and Tucker and they trade for this one or whatever, and suddenly it's like, well, now they're a starting pitcher away, I would be more into it. But it makes no sense with this team right now to go and trade assets for a pitcher that you're going to have to go pay next year. And he's going to hit the market. He's got the agent. He's going to hit the market. There's no question about it. He's hitting the market.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And if you're worried that he's going to go to the Dodgers this year, he's still going to hit the market. And it's not like if the Dodgers want to go pay him, you're going to have to battle with the Dodgers next year anyway, no matter what team he's on. Whether he's on your team, whether he's on the Dodgers, whether he stays in Detroit. Next year's free agency, if you're in on him, so will the Dodgers be. And you'll have to compete with them then. He's going to free agency. Why would you trade assets, major assets, to bring Skubal to this team for this year when you're not good enough to win with him, and then have to pay him next year anyway and still battle the Dodgers in that free agency process? It makes zero sense. Unless the Mets improve themselves dramatically and quick, trading for Skubal is a nice thought. He's the best pitcher in baseball. It makes them better. It solves their problem at the top of the rotation. But they're talking about platooning Jeff McNeil at first base with Paul Goldschmidt. They're showing interest in Marte and bringing him back. They need two outfielders. They need at least one more significant bullpen arm. At least. You don't know about your third baseman. Simeon can't hit at second. Alvarez, as talented as he is, has been up and down at best at catcher. You've lost Nimmo. You've lost Alonso. And you've lost the best closer in baseball. How, you know how much you have to do to make it even reasonable to trade for Skubal? So for me, I don't even think that's plausible. It makes no sense to me. None of it makes any sense. So you can call me a Met hater. You can say I'm harping on the negative. You got to give this guy a chance. You got to give Stearns a chance. He's building the team and him is, the way he wants to build it. It's going to take time. It's not just for this year. It's for the next 20 years, whatever. Great. Okay. I'm open to it. Let's see it. But you've got to really, if you're just going to sit back and tell me, wait for the plan, what's the plan exactly? Because they're showing no interest in paying for starting pitching. Unless Bellinger falls into what they deem is reasonable, because you know they won't go above reasonable. And I don't think anyone deems 7 years, which is the asking price right now for Cody Bellinger, as reasonable. Are they going to go turn around and give 8 to 10 years for Kyle Tucker? And do any of those one things make you as good as last year? And last year, you won 83 games. It's just hard to see the plan. I'm open to seeing the plan. I'm open to having it come spring training time and feeling good about this team. I just don't know how you can. And you can just sit back because, hey, it's not the Wilpons. And, hey, we brought this guy in. He built up the Milwaukee Brewers. You got to trust him. Hey, Steve Cohen has done everything else for us. Again, I don't buy into the nonsense. And I know they put out clips of me in short spurts yelling about this. Like, I don't think Steve Cohen is cheap. I don't think he has no intention of spending ever. I don't think this has all been a coup just to build a casino. I don't think David Stearns is determined to build it in some small market manner and never pay for a big-time free agent or never invest money. Like, all that narrative is all nonsense. But they're showing no indication right now of going above and beyond to bring anyone in. It's hard to envision the plan. More guys are going off the books by the day. Just lost another legitimate back end of the bullpen arm to the Atlanta Braves. You're hearing they don't want to spend money on a pitcher. Right? How much assets can you trade for one player when you're not one player away? And now the apple of everybody's eye and the next steal it from the Yankees and the next big-time free agent is Bellinger. And he's not as good as Pete Alonso, who just walked out the door. You can sit back and wait for the Met plan and not get upset and wait for it to play out. But you also got to explain to me a thought process and a plan that puts this team in a better position to win than it did last year. Because I don't see it. A better position to win in the next 4 or 5 years? Okay, I could see that. Is that how you want the Mets to operate? Because this core couldn't win. Did this Met franchise need a complete breakdown because they won 83 games last year? I was up for tweaking the core. I don't know if I was up to taking a flamethrower to the whole thing. And that's what it feels like is going on here. 888-808-1019. We'll get back into the football talk. We'll talk about the Yankees and the idea that they are at least listening to trade offers for Jazz Chisholm, as they've done really nothing themselves. They are firm on what they believe is a fair market value, just like the Mets on Cody Bellinger. They're not interested in free agent starting pitching either. It's a very similar offseason. The difference is the Yankees haven't lost all that much, and they won 94 games. And if you think that makes me a Yankee shill, then you just think facts are shilling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.